This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah, I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. Yeah, I just want to be all right with it. Yeah.
Did you get your Gordon Hayward apparel, by the way? I made sure to tweet you that stuff, so you knew.
If you want to buy it for me so that I can burn it, that's fine.
I just realized I still had my TV on. No, I'm not going to do that. Why would you want to burn it? God.
It's a horrible shirt. It's not even like cool.
Gordon?
I'd rather just have a Gordon Hayward shirt. I wouldn't want stash shirts in the lane.
So I was watching, I think it was at the pregame show. I guess Scal was trying to take credit for the Stash Gordon nickname.
Of course he was.
And then he goes and, it was someone on Twitter that came up with it. And he kind of goes and talks that whole idea down. Who would Gordon rather have it from? Some random person on Twitter or Scal? What does it matter if it's a good nickname? Whoever came up with it deserves a credit, one. And two, Perk hated the nickname apparently. I'm guessing Perk just hasn't heard of Flash Gordon before and that's why he didn't get it. I don't know. I think it's a fine nickname. Anyways.
I don't care. I just don't want a stupid shirt.
Of course you don't. But Celtics lost 96-90. Thriller. I can't believe the game was that close.
Thriller.
How about I know Scal was kind of and Draper were kind of making fun of Thomas Bryant, I guess. Or maybe it was just Scal.
Scal was like killing him, which is screwed up.
Yeah,
because who cares if he's going out? They haven't won a game. I would want to win.
Exactly, that's the problem. You can't, and I think that happens with ex players across the board. Once they get into the booth, it doesn't matter what sport it is. They'll make fun of guys for trying hard or doing certain things or back in my day this stuff.
Well, yeah, but Scal, I can't listen to Scal because when I say this, I'm not saying he's not a good. Because people think I'll say he's a scrub. I'm talking about he was a scrub in the NBA. He obviously was a good player in college. He was an NBA scrub. So the fact when he talks bad about Thomas Bryant's like, dude, that would have been you. You would have been playing in those games because you were a scrub. You were a 15th guy in a 15-man roster. Like, you're a nobody. So
yeah, I don't know. I never understood where that got lost along the way. It's not just you. I remember in college where I would talk about certain players, whatever sport it was, and I would say, oh, this guy sucks. And somebody would say to me, well, he's a professional.
He's better than you.
It's like, well I'm not no shit.
I'm not comparing him to me. I'm just saying in the scheme of the NBA, he was a scrub. And the fact that he's making fun of a guy for playing hard, in a meaningless, it's a meaningless game, but okay. But this is their time. These players, that's their lives right there. They're trying to show that they deserve to be on an NBA roster.
Right, and they don't want to go and lose to the Celtics. When I remember you texted me before the game, and the Celtics were favored by 1.5. That's embarrassing
so embarrassing.
Their top six players are not going to play. Exactly. How do you not take that as like a personal insult?
I would.
It became personal. Exactly. Javonte Green, though, he looked good at least.
He's probably the only one.
The only thing that I took out of this game, I saw – Greeny was going off about Semi Ojeleye and his three-point shooting because I think he scored 13 points or something.
He still stinks.
The only thing that I care about in this game is kind of more what didn't happen. And what didn't happen was we didn't see a lot of Time Lord. And what do you log? 8 minutes? 6 minutes. That's, to me, that's a good sign. That means that Brad's comfortable where he's at. He doesn't need the extra work. He doesn't need to prove anything. All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Cannon, on the other hand, is out there starting, logged, what was it? He logged, okay, 18 minutes. So he's getting his normal work in. I don't necessarily read into that because you just need to have guys out there. But for Time Lord to be the one to get less minutes in that battle, I think it once again proves that Tyler needs to rethink his whole who's the more valuable guy right now for the Celtics.
Well, I think in the first round, Cannon is going to have to show his worth because he's playing Embiid. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But you know what? Like, Embiid would scare me more if he actually was like a tough player. He's so soft. I'm sorry. He is so soft, it makes me want to puke. Like, I watched him play yesterday against Gasol, and Marc Gasol is a good player. Obviously, he's a little bit older. He's not in his prime anymore. But he got a post up against Gasol, scored, right? But Marc Gasol was playing like really physical with him, and he probably didn't like that. The next three times in the post, what do you think he did? After he scored, he dribbled to the middle, jump hook, score. What do you think his next three shots were?
Outside.
Two fadeaways from the post.
He was in the post and all of them. Okay.
And then, and then a three.
Okay. Yep.
Those are his next three shots. That's why, to me, he doesn't scare me, because it's like Draymond Green said. If he wanted to go back to the basket, no one could stop him. He's a force. Mm-hmm. But he's not. He doesn't have that mentality of like Shaq or Elijah, guys who just would dominate in the post. He just doesn't want to do it.
He sees the Chuck, and it's more Chuck that calls him out than Shaq, right? But Shaq has some things had some things to say about him.
But Draymond Green called him out.
Right, too. But Draymond is just, I like Draymond and everything, but he's just a loud mouth. You know, I mean, obviously
he was right.
Yes, but with Shaq and Chuck picking him apart, instead of everybody getting all upset, oh, the disrespect, blah, 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 and however he's taken it, you know, I'm going to just play my game or whatever. I mean, sure, you say that out front, but way behind the scenes, you should value them saying those kinds of things. If they're questioning you for being soft and that you could do so much more, then how can you fix that? Because I'm not saying he can go and be Shaq or Olajuwon, but if they're singing their praises of him, you know, if they feel that strongly about how he can play in the post, then how can he not go and try and work off of that more and then try to make more of an impact down there? I think it's nothing but a compliment. You can take it as an insult, but he should be taking it as, this is a good thing. I can do more.
Correct. It's called criticism, right?
Right.
It's constructive criticism if you really look at it. They're saying if they didn't think you were good, they wouldn't be talking about you first off. But he could be a force. But he's just so – when I watched that yesterday, I was like, he's just soft. Because Gasol bodied the crap out of him. He made the shot over him. Why? Go do it again. Do it again. No, let's fade away. I'm 7 feet tall. I'm gonna take fadeaway jumper. That's why I'm like, I'm not afraid of him. He could dominate this series because we don't really have a legit big that could, you know, put up a fight.
Right. He could get Tyson into a lot of trouble. He could get Tyson to a lot of foul trouble, which then creates issues for when Embiid is off the floor, because that's where Tyson is going to be more effective. And then with Cantor, I mean, it's just the thing is, though, that most teams don't have a guy that can stop him or can contain him. I mean, the team that I look at that's probably best suited against him is absolutely the Lakers, because they have so much size across the board with Dwight,
and JaVale. The Bucks too.
Mm-hmm. The Bucks do have size.
But here's the other thing. If I'm the Sixers, your advantage playing the Celtics is your size. And Embiid's going to dominate his matchup, and so does Horford. Because if the Celtics throw up the same starting lineup, Horford's got Tatum or Brown on him, correct? Or Hayward, whatever. Doesn't matter. All same three size, like, you know, same type of body size. But Horford won't dominate in the post either. He's soft too. He's not his game.
Yeah, that's not his game.
That's why this team doesn't scare me. If they actually had two legit post players that could actually score, I mean, Christ, in the NBA now, who the hell is a legit post player? But guys who are like willing to just dominate, and they're just – those two guys aren't.
Well, every team has certain pieces that they can't survive losing. And, yeah, there can be role players that can be helpful, but – at the end of it, if you don't have your top two, three guys, one of them even, it can throw you off immensely. I mean, for the Celtics, it was Kemba, Tatum, and Brown. Now I would say it's more Tatum and Brown than Kemba necessarily. And as much as he's gotten better and whatnot, but he's still kind of up and down. With the Sixers, it's Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. That hasn't changed at all. So if Embiid is at all dealing with the ankle stuff, I think he's going to be fine. I think you were right. By the time the series starts, so I'm imagining it's just going to be a non-issue. But if they're not going to have Simmons, I just don't envision this. And we'll do a full preview before things get rolling. But I just don't envision the Celtics losing this series If it goes longer than six games, I'll be surprised.
I'd be surprised. And if they lose the series, that's, I mean, I think that's
it's awful.
Flat out embarrassing. So
it should be 1-5 without Simmons.
Yeah. It should be a gentleman's sweep at most.
Exactly. Couldn't agree more. The rest of the
especially if it was, imagine if it was normal bat, like playing home and away. Let's see how bad the Sixers were on the road.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the only advantage they have too. They don't play on the road.
That is the only advantage they have in all this, but I think with the Celtics being at full strength and how much they've struggled in the bubble in general, I thought going into this that it being a neutral site would help the Sixers in the sense that now they have that, they've lost home court advantage, but it's like nobody has home court advantage, so they lose that road issue. But it looks like it's just not being at home is the problem for them in the end, no matter what.
It should be. At the end of the day, it should be a bad matchup for them.
It should be a bad matchup. The one good matchup that we're expecting right now, because everything in the Eastern Conference is set, we have the Bucks going against the Magic, the Raptors against the Nets.
Don't even turn into any of those. I know you have to.
Hey, you know what? The Nets are very – I'll tell you what. They've been working their ass off.
They played really well against the Magic, even though the Magic really didn't play most of the starters. But, like, they were playing hard.
They have overachieved immensely. They beat the Clippers and they beat the Bucks. They got their asses handed to them by the Celtics, but they have played hard from start to finish. And we're recording this before they play the Blazers too. I don't know how that's going to go, but
you would think the Blazers roll just because
you would think, but
need it.
The Nets pulled off the biggest upset in NBA history since the 90s. I think it was – I saw 95 and I think I saw 92, 93, somewhere in that range. They've been playing hard, and I don't think they're going to – I'd be surprised if they won a game against the Raptors still. No disrespect to the Nets, but the Raptors are just that much better.
Raptors are good, man.
But I think this – I don't want to go and make any bold predictions on the Nets' behalf. I really don't want to die in that hill. The best series, you know, Warren is the big issue, but the best series, even without Warren, should still be Heat Pacers with the Celtics, Sixers one right behind them. But without Warren and then Sabonis –
is Sabonis definitely out?
I don't Sabonis. Let me check their stats.
He has the same issue, I guess, that Warren does. That's what Ty said. He has that plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, where is he?
Which I thought that was just like it flares up, but you can play.
I thought he wasn't
it.
Playing.
Who? I haven't seen Sabonis play, but
yeah, I think he's out indefinitely.
Well, if they have Warren, I just like the series more because obviously the Butler Warren thing, but I still think it would be a decent series. Like, I watched the Pacers play the Rockets yesterday. You know why I watched that game? Because I love watching James Harden lose. It's a sad pleasure, but I really love when he has, like, these crazy, like, you know, the announcers. Like, he's got 45, 15 rebounds and, like, 7 assists. And I'm like, oh, I just can't wait till he just loses. Because all those stats mean jack shit when he does that. So I love it. It's like a pleasure I get. I don't know why. But anyway, the Pacers really do play pretty good defense, I won't lie. So I think that's why it'll be a good matchup, because the Heat play good defense. And I saw the stat, like, Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero are both averaging like 20 in the bubble off the bench, which is pretty cool. So I think the Heat are the sleeper. I really do.
Yeah, I think the Heat should win that series, but that's the one I would say the 1-8, 2-7 should be done anywhere between 4 and 5 games.
Unless Giannis is headbutting people.
Oh no, the Magic one's a sweep. I'm just not certain that the Raptors won't somehow just take one game off or something to that effect. Just the rest
should be both sweeps.
The Sixers Celtics should be 5 games, but that could be anywhere from 4 to 6. There's no way that should not go to 7 games. This one though,
Celtics won't sweep, but they
won't. This one, if I was a betting man, I mean,
I'd say Heat and 6.
Heat and 6 seems right. So let me ask you this then: if they set it at 6.5 games,
I would take the 6.5.
No,
I would
wait, take no.
5.5. Well, if you're saying 6.5, that means just saying that's a good line. I mean, I would say Heat and 6, because if you obviously if they go 7, you lose the bet. But I would say Heat and 6. If they have Warren and Sabonis, if they were fully healthy, I'd definitely say 7.
Okay,
I think that
game's a 7-game series. Even if you just have Warren back, even though Jimmy Butler was going to put the clamps on him if No, they do meet up.
He wouldn't put him in clamps for seven games, but
no, but he'd do it for enough. He wouldn't have to do it for seven games. Is probably what he'd tell you.
Well, he likes country music, so we like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, exactly. He's my guy. He wears cowboy boots too. Dalen Keefe liked to rip me for that, but guess what?
That's your guy.
Butler rocks it too.
Get him a jersey.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so let's see. We got the Western Conference standings too. Obviously, we can't go through the eighth seed stuff because they have the play-in game still, and that hasn't even been settled yet by the time we're recording this. So the Lakers will play anyone between the Blazers, Grizzlies, and Suns and the Spurs, but there's so much up in the air again at the time we're recording this. So we have Mavericks versus Clippers, Clippers being the two seed. Nuggets versus Jazz in the 3-6.
Good series.
And then 4-5 is Thunder Rockets, and I think we should start there because
that's my favorite series.
That one's going to be fun because you have Chris. This is the Chris Paul revenge tour. The Thunder have been one of the funnest teams to watch throughout all this. Yes. I think that's must watch basketball for all basketball fans.
Except you got to watch the Rockets. That's the only negative thing is that I'd have to watch James Harden play basketball. So that's
but you get to root against him the entire time, Matt. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, I know. But just I hate watching him play. I love Russ. Don't get me wrong.
That's where we need to start because Russ is going to miss a few games. I know it was the Houston Chronicle that reported first. John Feigen, I believe is how you say his name. But Westbrook is going to minimally miss the start of their first round series with a strained right quad. Woj confirmed this as well. His return will depend on how he responds to treatment.
So I would say that's the Thunder's advantage right there. If they can get off to a good start and maybe win a game or two without Westbrook, I think it'd be tough for them with Russ and Harden. Mm-hmm. They are explosive, but without Westbrook, I don't like the Rockets team without him. I think they're definitely flawed. So I'd like the Thunder in those first two. If they can take two games off the back, I don't know. I kind of like their chances. I'm like you. I think they're fun to watch. I think.
Yeah.
What do they call Shea Alexander? They have like a name from
SGA.
SGA, yeah.
That's his initials. He's not really that creative, but it works.
Well, no, I couldn't remember what it all the way through was. But anyway.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander. They have
he's,
been.
He's legit. Mm-hmm. And everybody can hate on Chris Paul, whatever you want to say. He's still a top point guard in this league. And I love watching him play. I always watch. And I love Steven Adams. So.
Okay. I love Steven Adams. Love
you
SGA.
Hate Chris Paul.
You know I have never, ever been a Chris Paul guy. I didn't like him in Lob City. I didn't care about him when he was in New Orleans, and obviously they're running OKC before that.
But you're not the only one.
In Houston, I didn't like him either because of James Harden.
I didn't like him in Houston.
All these other issues that they're having, blah, blah, blah. Seeing what he's done this year, I have nothing but respect for him now. I don't even – and it's not like you know how I hate Derek Jeter, but I respect him. Yeah. It's not even like that anymore with Chris Paul. I don't even think I dislike him because they're in the fourth seed right now going into the postseason, and they're locked up in the fourth spot, right? No, they're tied right now with the Rockets. But still, they're tied up as we're recording this. The fact that the Thunder have done that when everybody wrote them off after you got rid of Russell.
I didn't write them off. I didn't think they'd be a fourth seed. No, I'm not saying that. I said they would sneak in the playoffs. I think when we did like – mm-hmm. Way back in September, October. I said I liked their squad. I didn't say four seed, but
no, but I think we were on the side of optimistic where we thought they would find a way to sneak in there. Yeah. You can't sleep on and all this, and they've done more than that.
No, they're good.
Clear as day. So I mean, they've come in the bubble, and they have a chance to be ahead of the Rockets and all this. I'm stunned by them. So, and that's all. As much as SGA's played well, and Steven Adams and Dennis Schroeder's up for Sixth Man of the Year, all these guys, Chris Paul is the one who sets the tone for that team
easily.
So, I have nothing but respect for him after all this because
he's a point guard.
Easily could have just thrown in the towel and said, "You know what? The season doesn't matter."
So, or trade me to the Heat.
Mm-hmm. Pull an Andre Iguodala. Trade me to the Heat. I'm not gonna play. Yep. Nope. He went in there and did it. He handled it like a professional. That's your MBPA president right there, handling it like he's supposed to. So I have nothing but respect for him after all this. And I will go as far to say that I like him now, Matt. That takes a lot for me.
That's a big, you know, that's grown up of you.
Thank you. So we have the Nuggets and the Jazz. Means a lot. Nuggets, especially coming from you. Nuggets, Jazz, and then Clippers, Mavericks. We'll get into those. We'll get into some of this a little bit more, I think, when we have Ty with us because he's doing OMF as we're recording this. Nuggets, Jazz, real quick. Who do you like between that?
I like the Nuggets. I don't know why. I just think they're a better team. Even though if they don't have Will, I heard that they might. They're not. I think it's Malone, right? I always forget the coach name. I think it's Malone, right? The Nuggets coach. He said He just doesn't seem optimistic. He's going to get Will Barton back and Gary Harris. So those are two pretty big pieces for them. But I just think they have a lot of guys playing well.
Like Michael Porter Jr.?
Yeah, and I just – the Jazz, like me, you and I were high. I like the Mitchell and Michael Conley duo. They just haven't –
Conley, I got caught up in it.
I know, but like it's to me it's more Mitchell. I think Mitchell's overrated. I really do. I don't think – I'm not saying he's not good. But he's just – I just think people hype him up. He's just not as good as what people think he is. But
the nickname makes him cool. He's lively. He's energetic. He's fun, all that stuff. But
and I think having – without Boban, right? Or not Boban, sorry. Bogdanović.
Bogdanović.
That's a big loss for them. They play a lot different without him. I don't know. I think it'll be a good series. I'll definitely watch it. The Western Conference is definitely a better matches. I'll watch it, but I'd have the Jet. I'd say Nuggets and six.
I think that's fair. Honestly, I think I'd be surprised. No Bogdanović. Yeah, six. You're probably right. Part of me wants to say 7-2. Definitely not five.
It'd be like 5.5. That'd be the spread, I think.
Yeah. But what was I gonna say? The Conley train. I was so wrong about that. But
I was on it too. I like Michael Conley.
Yeah, I do too. It's been really disappointing. But there was something else I wanted to say. I don't know. I'll figure it out for when we do that actual preview show early next week. But the other one too is the Clippers Mavericks. Oh. For some reason, I don't know if I was listening to the radio or if I heard it on NBC Sports Boston. Scal or Park said it, but someone was trying to entertain the idea that Luka could somehow, lead them to an upset. Or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if that was a 5-game series.
I am totally with you. I can't see them upsetting. I think Dallas has the piece. Like they're one piece away, right? Because Luka and Kristoff are really good, duo. But they just to me they don't play defense. I don't know.
Exactly my problem.
They play zero defense. They can score the crap out of the ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun to watch in that sense. But I think they have one of the most efficient offenses in the league. But the Clippers are just too. I think they're just too good of a team. What is Trez ever coming back or not?
Don't know. Let me see one thing real quick. I was checking up some Chris because I know people would say Kristaps will get blocks and stuff, but I was just curious what that was.
He gets blocks, but he's not a good defender. He's slow.
No. I that's where I was gonna go at. I just wanted to have that number. But Trez, plenty of challenge. No, I haven't seen anything about his return.
He hasn't even come back. I mean that's a big loss to them when they play other teams, but because I think he's a good player off the bench. But they just got a lot of good players.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good team.
I mean the Clippers are still.
I think the favorite in the West.
I know we're not Laker guys or LeBron guys, and that's part of the problem.
The Lakers just haven't played well. I'm not a LeBron guy. I'm not a Laker guy. I'm a Kobe guy. But if they were playing well, I'd say, all right, but maybe they'll turn on the playoffs. But from the first 8 games, they've been very inconsistent. I mean, they were both teams were fully low when they played the Thunder. The Thunder whooped their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that was Clippers like embarrassing.
Yeah. Let's see. The Clippers, what are they in the bubble right now? They lost to the Suns, the Lakers.
And lost to the Nets. They haven't been great either.
They whooped the Mavs.
They've been, you know what they've
beat
been
the Blazers.
They've been inconsistent too. I gotta be fair.
That's what I thought.
But you know what? It's been inconsistent is their defense, and I've always thought they were a good defensive team. So
right,
that needs to. But again, we don't know. Like, have these guys just been like going through the motions per se, just to get their legs back, and then playoffs? It's go time. I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
At the beginning, it seemed like the Celtics were kind of just trying to get a feel again and find their rhythm and not rushing to get back, full strength or however you want to look at it right away. But when you go, so if they're doing that under Brad Stevens, I could see a lot of other guys that have more established stars like Kawhi, like LeBron, some of those teams where it's like, we're going to just ease off the gas a little bit more or a little bit. And for them, a little bit's different than the Celtics a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I could see that happening, but we'll have something for you guys earlier next week when we know what the 8th seed is and the play-in games have been done and have the official matchups. We'll probably make our picks for who's going to win the first round and maybe, we'll probably do all our predictions, right? Going to have to.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And at some point, I like the idea that – who was it that gave us that that Celtics idea, the best Celtics to not win a ring?
My guy, Pat Coffey.
Okay, yeah. So I like that idea. for, you know, after the season. And then I know someone else has been talking to me. My guy, Taylor, has been talking to me about, some draft stuff, that some different like people to look at for the Celtics draft. Obviously we'll get to that after the season. None of that right now, but do you got anything else before we get rolling?
Nope. Let's go Blazers.
We will talk to y'all again next week.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. Yeah. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.